Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here again. We're talking about a very bad situation in Saudi Daisy area, and many families in that area have been involved by association and by activity, even been possibly hurt by somebody. We're going to see what happens. This was investigators checking out Mr. Brown and his tax service. And I wanted to make some comments about some of the things they said. Some of the people here, again, this is, I'm getting this from the Chattanoogan.com. It doesn't tell us who the reporter is. But saying that people were hurt by Mr. Brown, saying that they're claiming bankruptcy or filing bankruptcy protection, the company's out of business. Again, these are allegations of a criminal nature coming from Chattanoogan.com. So is it true? These are allegations. Got to be very careful here because I'm going to go to another story that's in the national news where we can see you can be damaged by associations. You could be damaged by people saying things that aren't true. Damaged by people saying things they have a official capacity, but they speak anonymously because they're not allowed to say it officially. Well, if you're not allowed to say it officially, you should be in jail if you say it. I mean, those are the kind of things I think about. I'll be talking about some of the things in the national news. We were talking about folks who gave over some money for Mr. Brown for investment. So they said it was a pyramid scheme. There's one of these things that I don't know what we don't really know the facts. So we're not really sure what happened. But some of the things a claim here that there was associations at church. So in our own lives, we have to be very careful. Again, as I said before the break, I encourage people to do things by just a spoken word. Jesus said it. Said, you know, don't swear on anything. Does that mean you lie if you're not swearing? He says, let your yes be yes and your no, no. Sometimes we're driving in the car and, hey, Dad, you know if so-and-so? And we're all sitting there as a family and I'll answer the question. And then I'll get the, are you sure? Or some kind of thing that's like discounting what I just said. Excuse me, if I didn't know, I would have said, I don't know. Or I would say, I don't know, but I think. Well, then by all means say, are you sure? Well, no, I'm not sure. I just said, I think. I qualified that. But if I answer your question, I'm not going to answer your question. I'm either not going to answer it, or I'm going to say, I don't know, or I'm going to tell you an answer. And if I tell you an answer and you don't believe it, don't ask me anything ever again. Because I'm not, again, that's a way of thinking. In fact, guys will do that a lot. You know, well, I'm going to tell you if I know it. You know, if I tell you, don't question it. You're just ticking me off. You know, it just makes me feel bad. So I encourage people to do things the old school way. It's a biblical way. But make sure when you do it, you're free to lose everything that you're putting into it. Everything that's at risk in the conversation, as long as it's all losable, and you will still love the person that you're dealing with, then I say absolutely do it. Stick with the old school. Before two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Just on a handshake. But guess what? If it's at risk, don't do it. I don't care how close, especially if you have association and relationship. Well, let me see how this works. Please, I'd love to have this in writing. And then I'm going to give this to my other advisors and my lawyer. And they're going to look in here because there may be something here. Remember, before two or more witnesses. In a multitude of counselors, there is safety. That's the scripture. One man's idea seems right to him unless somebody else checks it out. That's a kind of a loose translation of a proverb in the Bible. So that's what you do, especially if the relationship is close. Let somebody who's more objective look at this for both of us, and we'll get the benefit of their counsel. And then don't, and that's it. If it's at risk, and you're talking about not just risking your comfort in your retirement, you're risking your inheritance for your generations. So it's important to prepare an inheritance for those who come after you so that they can take care of you in your old age or take care of them, have their children take care of them in their old age. So there's certain things. I will tell you, I have a man who's a close friend of mine, and he's in his 80s, and he's independently wealthy. He's retired well. He's doing well. He's free to do whatever he wants to do in Christian ministry because he did well in business and he's taking care of himself. And he came up with an idea that was a money-making idea, and he's always thinking of these kind of things. But when I began to listen to him, there was at risk of what he currently had. And he was talking to me about all these ideas, and he trusts me. Doesn't even know me that long, but he trusts me a lot. So then I had to stop him and say, well, wait, stop a minute. Who is it that most cares about your financial situation? What do you mean by that? Well, is this in a trust? Who is it who's your successor? One of your sons, the one that's going to take care of your stuff if something happens to you? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, well, whatever it is you want to do, get it all in writing and give it to your son. And let your son look at it. Because what you're doing is you're planning on risking 3 or 4 generations worth of inheritance. And this idea fell through. Somebody had a good idea. It was very possibly beneficial to multiple parties. But guess what? It wasn't beneficial to him. It was a neat idea, great risk. But guess what? You've got an obligation to take care of those who are taking care of you in your old age. So those are the kind of things to think about. I'm David Alan Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show's commercial talk radio. And I just dare you to be able to entertain some ideas that are on a Christian worldview, because the world's at war right now with some of these old school ideas. We're going to be reaping the results of bad ideas as a nation if we abandon the kind of things that I say. And some of these things here, this story with this allegation of Mr. Brown maybe doing things inappropriately with people's money and now suddenly being out of business. And I think it looks like one of those pictures where you take everybody's money, you're going to invest it, give them a 15% return, and you start actually paying them 15% return. But the thing is, it comes out of the principal, and then suddenly the money goes. So I don't know. We don't know what the details are. I'm just saying those are the kind of things that have happened. Now let's look at association here. Let's look at association. Something that I think is very troubling came up in the news recently. I'm going to read this from CBSNews.com. Official emails between General, Mr. Not Petraeus. I think we got a little Betrayus here. Here's a scandal where General Petraeus is a very well-respected man, head of the CIA. It turns out that a certain woman in Florida who's well known in high-ranking military social circles was getting emails from some anonymous person, and they seemed threatening. Gave it to a friend of hers who was in the FBI, who probably didn't necessarily have the authority to look into it, because the government has certain boundaries. And there's a reason for those boundaries, so that people's private papers and things like that. It may be that there's something going on, but there's certain things that the government does not necessarily have the jurisdiction to look into. If that threshold is crossed and they look into it and it's for public purpose, there's all kind. We could talk about that whole different reason. We'll have to come back on that on some of these protections of our private papers. And we may even reference some of the things we're talking about today. But so this email was looked into. The story goes, it turns out they found out who the woman was. And why is this woman emailing such weird stuff to this other woman? It looks like a jealousy thing. And then looked into more things and found out and kind of tracked down that General Petraeus and this woman were having an intimate relationship, contrary to laws against adultery, both her marriage and his marriage to other people. So one thing that I'm concerned about, that is what just is consuming the news. The other thing as I worry about is General Petraeus was going to be testifying over the incident in Benghazi. And I am suspicious, personally, whenever I see somebody who is of a significant character in a political issue that's at the forefront and is significant, actually matters, something that matters, and suddenly a scandal ensues. I am suspicious of that. Is it possible? I mean, what lengths would anybody go to set somebody up for a fall? Maybe helping them fall. It's almost like, you know, there's laws in certain states about you can't entrap somebody. You can't, because you want to prosecute or successfully have somebody prosecuted for a crime, if you set it up for them to do something they would not have normally done had you not put the bait in their way. It's actually an old school crime to put the bait in the way of them to entice them to do something they wouldn't have ordinarily done. And there's no suggestion in life that they would have ever had that situation put before them unless you, the government, did it. So it's actually unlawful. That's what entrapment is. To entice, it's because it's satanic. That's what Satan does. And you may fall, but Satan is guilty. Okay? So it's the same thing. When you bait somebody, the government has not the authority. That's not a minister. God does not bait you to sin. And if government is a minister of God for our good, guess what? They're not allowed to bait you to sin. But so we don't know what extent that people in power, there's a lot of stuff going on. In fact, if you read the writings of Karl Marx and Chairman Mao and Stalin and Lenin, they would agree with having a government or a revolutionary group to take over the government for communist purposes, actually do things that are incredibly wrong, murder, all kinds of intrigue, just to accomplish their purpose. So there's, it may seem a little bit weird, but there are people who actually believe it's a good thing to do and are willing to do whatever the ends justify the means. Because they do not understand justice. Evil men do not understand justice. But those who seek the Lord understand all, is the rest of that scripture. So what do we have here? We have General Petraeus, and now his intimate stuff is being paraded. Of course, he came out and admitted he was having an affair, and he resigned. It sounds so nice, an affair. An affair, that's supposed to be a party. So he was in adulterous relationship. An unlawful, sinful, adulterous relationship. And he resigned. Some people are actually trying to get promoted and exalted for their unlawful, illicit sexual behavior. But here we go. Now, next to him, let's see, there's somebody else. Who else is in his company? Look at this headline. Official emails between General John Allen and Florida socialite flirtatious. Now, this Florida socialite who put in the email saying, hey, so I got this weird little email. Can somebody look into this and stop whoever this? I'm a little bit concerned that somebody's coming after me. Now, she abused her privilege of having influence in an area where she could just make a phone call and suddenly the wheels of government are turning on her behalf. But now General John Allen, you know who General John Allen is? Let me tell you what General John Allen has done recently that might really tick people off in high government. General John Allen, for a CBS News interview with Lara Logan, described in Afghanistan, and she has come to base taking what he has said and said in public, that Afghanistan effectively needs the United States to stay there. That it's going to be a catastrophe. She said in this report and talking to General John Allen on a CBS News interview that it is worse now than it was when the U.S. went there. In fact, if the reason for the U.S. being in Afghanistan is what it truly is, then they are more obligated to stay there now because that which they were opposing, that which America, the reason for America invading Afghanistan was to fight terrorism and a particular sect of religious terrorists, that threat is greater today than it was then. And if that's the case, why are you discussing backing away? If the first reason wasn't legitimate, then I could see you backing out. If the first reason was legitimate, then you must stay. So what's this rhetoric? And this was based on a General John Allen interview that was very recent. That is in the public eye. So here's this distraction. And here we have now, by association, General John Allen, which in the public is a very honorable man. So let's get back to this. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio. You can go to preservativetalkradio.com.